Time Warner Audiobooks presents White Oleander, written by Janet Fitch and performed by Oprah Winfrey.
The Santa Anas blew in hot from the desert, shriveling the last of the spring grass into whiskers of pale straw. Only the oleanders thrived, their delicate poisonous blooms, their dagger green leaves. We could not sleep in the hot, dry nights, my mother and I. I woke up at midnight to find her bed empty. I climbed to the roof and easily spotted her blonde hair, like a white flame in the light of the three-quarter moon. "Oleander time," she said. "Lovers who kill each other now will blame it on the wind." She held up her large hand and spread the fingers, let the desert dryness lick through. My mother was not herself in the time of the Santa Anas. I was 12 years old, and I was afraid for her. I wish things were back the way they had been, that Barry was still here, that the wind would stop blowing. "You should get some sleep," I offered. "I never sleep," she said. I sat next to her and we stared out at the city that hummed and glittered like a computer chip deep in some unknowable machine, holding its secret like a poker hand. The edge of her white kimono flapped open in the wind and I could see her breast, low and full. Her beauty was like the edge of a very sharp knife. I rested my head on her leg. She smelled like violets. "We are the wands," she said. "We strive for beauty and balance, the sensual over the sentimental." "The wands," I repeated. I wanted her to know I was listening. Our tarot suit the wands. She used to lay out the cards for me, explain the suits, wands and coins, cups and swords. But she'd stop reading them. She didn't want to know the future anymore. "We received our coloring from Norsemen," she said. "Harry savages who hacked their gods to pieces and hung the flesh from trees. We are the ones who sacked Rome. Fear only feeble old age and death in bed. Don't forget who you are." "I promise," I said. Down below us in the streets of Hollywood, sirens whined and sawed along my nerves. In the Santa Anas, eucalyptus trees burst into flames like giant candles, and oil-fat chaparral hillsides went up in a rush, flushing starved coyotes and deer down onto Franklin Avenue. She lifted her face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?